I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
What's that lady doing? Did she fall asleep on a roller coaster? Look at that picture.
That's sure what it looked like. It's just because I knew you. It's just because I knew you that I knew you were like bracing yourself. But okay, so you guys, we're at Disney. Here we are.
Woo!
Last night we got in and we were in the park for two and a half hours because we were late. And we went on four rides and also had dinner. And I got a peanut butter and jelly milkshake. From Hollywood Studios. So we went on Tower of Terror, and there's a picture, of course, at the top. And in the picture, I have my mouth wide open. I am grinning. My hands are in the air, making the rock and roll signs. And I look delighted. Like, my face said, I am so ready for this drop.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shannon, her eyes were closed and her face looked like bored. Like it looked like I could tell, just because I know her, I could tell she was bracing herself, but it looked like she'd fallen asleep.
I knew that face was going to be in the picture too, because they threw us up and I was like, and like, closed my eyes, and then the doors open and I peeked and I closed my eyes again, and then the flashes went off and I was like, yep. Yep, that's gonna be my picture.
So she just looked like she did not care. Like, zero.
I literally looked like a fat grandma who fell asleep on a roller coaster. Who the fuck falls asleep on a roller coaster?
I mean, it's
this one over here.
It did sort of look like Grandma Irma, now that you mention it. Like, that was very much like her aesthetic of not doing anything.
Now, rock and roller coaster.
Yeah.
I'd never been on that. And that was pretty fun.
Shannon thought I was lying when I was like, it does upside down loop-de-loops. She was like, stop it. No, it doesn't.
Like, no Disney rides do loop-de-loops.
That one did. That one does.
Yeah, yeah. And it's an enclosed loop-de-loop.
It's inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Space Mountain in that way.
Yeah.
And that's how they sort of got away with doing the, like, upside down stuff and loop-de-loops.
Yeah.
Was that it's inside, so it looks, because that's one of the things with Disney is that they always want it to look aesthetically pretty.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that kind of roller coaster just generally doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yes, it's inside, and that's why they...
And you prepped us for a picture right away.
I did.
Because it goes from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So we prepared our rock star faces.
Yeah.
And so we are thrown back.
Yep.
And I'm like frog necking it.
I recognize me by my double chins.
Yes. And then we threw up our rock and roll horns and I threw out my tongue and my eyes are closed and I'm squinting, frog necking. And we get done with the ride and... The wall of screens comes up, and I'm like, oh, there we are. And we are across the room. And Maggie and Julie are like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I see my double chins from here. Because I am so white. I am so white.
You're very pale.
And I had a dark green shirt on, and I could literally see, like, just this, like, dark green shirt and massive white face from across the room. I was like, oh, that's me over there. And then my hair is just, like, flying back. Whoosh. I got out of that roller coaster, and I looked like I had a windblown, blown-out hair job and was ready for a Cindy Crawford or a Whitesnake video.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty... It was a good look.
I snapped it.
Good. Delightful.
Anyway, we have a big day ahead of us. So
yes.
We're getting ready this morning. Maggie's got to jump in the shower super quick. She's got a power shower.
Yep.
And we're going to go to Epcot.
Yes.
Drink around the world. Oh, it's probably the dog walker.
Oh. Yeah. We're going to do food and wine. We're not going to officially drink around the world because that is 11 drinks. We're not doing that today.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I will. and then we're going to
Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. So long day.
Long day.
10 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah. We can do this.
And then we're going to die for 6 hours and then get up and do it again for Magic Kingdom tomorrow.
Yeah, but then on Tuesday we get to sleep in and then we have to go home. So we're just going to keep going hard.
Yep. Going to go hard. All right.
I got to hop in the shower, guys. So we're going to check in some more with you guys later.
Yep. Peace out.
Bye. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly in our baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly time, it's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly in a baseball bat.
That's how good that shake was.
Yeah, I meant to say that when we were recording before, that the peanut butter, like, I went there on purpose because those things are so damn good, and both Shannon and Julie wanted my shake. I can't believe Julie's never had one. She's worked here for like 15 years and has never had a peanut butter and jelly shake. Those things are known for being delicious.
I will say in Julie's defense, it is a $10 peanut butter jelly shake in like a weird cornered dive bar in Hollywood Studios.
I guess. There's only 4 restaurants there, though. Like only 4 sit-down restaurants. It's well-known and it's delicious.
So we're prepping for the day, and I'm going through all of our stuff, our itinerary. Maggie's getting her makeup on, and I'm like, oh, I got an email from Universal Studios about tonight. And I start reading it, giving us all the tips and tricks. Oh, they opened really early tonight, Maggie, at 5:15. That's weird, because I thought ours didn't open till like 5:45 for a 6 o'clock start. And so I'm going through and reading and reading and reading, and I get to a line. And it says, download the Hollywood Studios app on your phone.
No, Hollywood Studios is at Disney. The Universal Hollywood app.
Download the Universal Hollywood app on your phones for more tips and tricks and trivia games. I was like, oh, that's fun. And Maggie says,
I already have it. Wait, say that again. What'd that say?
What'd that line say again, Shannon? And so I reread it. And what did I reread?
Universal Hollywood.
Yeah, and?
That's not Orlando, Shannon. Universal, we are not in Hollywood.
It's, isn't it the same?
That's not the same. It's not the same thing. So.
Oh my God! I have done the most Shannon thing possible on vacation, which is buy tickets to a theme park in a different fucking state. I bought Haunted Halloween Horror Night tickets for Hollywood, California.
You did that.
In LA.
You did that.
Not Orlando.
That's what happened. That is what she did. And Shannon didn't even realize it as she's reading. And then I'm like, wait, you guys, wait.
So I do a little further, I scroll, and I was like, well, maybe just Hollywood sending out all the emails. And I was like, at the bottom it says, like, from Hollywood, Universal Studios Hollywood in California. And Maggie's like, yep, you done did that. So we're dying. And however, there is a silver lining, because what, Maggie?
It happens all the time. And I know this for reasons that I'm not going to say.
So, it happens all the time, so we just have to go to the ticket booth and explain what has happened, and hopefully they will flip over our tickets from Hollywood, California to Orlando.
That's what they did for me this time, that this never has happened to me before.
So, we just wanted to update y'all on that, because I honestly didn't want to forget later about it. I think we're going to do a ton of, like, bits and piecemeals, and I'm gonna stitch it all together later for a great big massive episode. So we're just gonna pop in and out during the day, and this was one of those times that was like, yes, we must talk about this right now because it just happened and we don't want to forget it. All right, we will check in with y'all later. We're on to get some Egg McMuffins and OJ and pick up Julie and head to Epcot, where we're going to drink around the world.
Not actually.
Maybe me, for sure.
Okay. You guys, drinking around the world means having one drink at each of the places in each of the 11 countries. We're going to Food and Wine, so we're not...
And I'm going to drink around the world!
I mean, if you're going to have a drink at every single place in Epcot, you'll die.
But I will not die.
At every single kiosk? If you did
every... There's barely any alcohol in any of that shit.
Okay.
Okay. That's a thing you said. Talking for Maggie at this point.
Okay, I mean,
we're definitely going to eat around the world.
Yes. Yes. So much. So much eating. So much food.
And Isla is so excited. I know you can barely hear her in the laugh. She's laughing her ass off. And her smile has cracked her face in half. She's just been grinning ear to ear since we took off in Detroit yesterday.
She has no face.
It looks like the Joker right now. She's just like grinning ear to ear. She's ecstatic. Like Sean from the Bad Place. Can't you tell I'm ecstatic?
Can't tell.
I'm giggling like a schoolgirl. All right. Peace out. Later, Gators.
Isla, tell us about Soarin'.
It was amazing.
What was your favorite part?
I don't know. I like all of it and the smells and...
It was the smells. You should have seen your face, like, when the smells came out. Like, I looked over at you and I was like, what was that? So, guys, on Soarin' at Epcot, they make the air around your head smell like what you're flying through. It was crazy. And Isla was literally, if she had had a skirt on, her panties would have just, like, flown off her body.
I miss the old one because, so it used to be flying Soarin' over California, and my favorite smell, everybody's favorite smell, was the oranges. You flew over the orange groves in California. So I do miss that. But yes, the smell part is really amazing.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was just like, when we hit Africa and the dirt, like the elephants were kicking up, hit you. I was like, what was that?
So I didn't know that you'd never been on this.
No, I've never been on this. Anyway, awesome.
Hi, it's Julie. I just wanted to chime in.
I wanted to get Isla's reaction because she's like grinning ear to ear.
Yeah,
so.
I think her face might split.
Still. All right, we're off to drink more. We've had Dole Whip.
Yes.
And a champagne flight so far.
Yeah.
And now we're going to hit back to the countries.
Yes.
And get us some Guinness floats.
I cannot wait for those.
All right, anything else, Miss Julie?
I'm awesome.
Yes, she is. Everyone, give all your money to Julie.
Don't you think they should buy me another beer?
Yes, we'll buy her all the beers. Venmo Julie money. All right, later, Gators. I feel like we're almost at the point we were last time, when we had to take a heat break in China, Japan, the Far East, and we're in Morocco, one stop away, and we're like, nah.
Maybe this is where it always happens.
It's possible.
Hummus fries are to die for.
Hummus fries are to die for. Hashtag hummus fries are to die for. Isla's hydrating. She's sweating her little beautiful face away. We are sweating our makeup off. And I'm enjoying some sangria. Hey! Is it a bee or a wasp?
It's a bee.
All right, he can do whatever he needs to do then. I don't... Oh, that's not a bee. That's a wasp.
No, that's a bee.
That's a wasp.
No, it's not. A wasp is black. That's a bee.
Bees are stripey.
That's not a bumblebee.
No, it's not a bumblebee.
It's not a bumblebee, but it's a bee.
Go away, bee! Go away, bee! Worker bee, go away. Did he go away?
Yes, I don't see him anymore. Nope, right. He's back on you.
He's back. All right, I gotta go. Bye. Ah!
It likes you for some reason.
It wants her sweat. Well, we can start walking.
Yes, I gotta go. Bye. Started without me hitting record.
I didn't know that you would want to record.
No, we want to record.
I don't know. I don't know things. I'm all the way up here. Do you want to, like, get...
You're fine.
Like, that's a lot of work.
I'm the only one that has volume problems on this podcast. Maggie just talks normal, and you can hear her just fine. So Isla liked Soren.
Wait, are you recording for real?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you weren't going to. I thought we were killing the conversation. Listen, I don't know what's going on.
We're not killing the conversation. It was a good conversation. I wanted to document.
Okay. You guys, we sound like we're mad at each other, but we're just all really tired. Julie's asleep.
My feet are barking, or as Maggie likes to say, the doggies are barking.
I don't think I sound like that.
Arf, arf, arf. I just farted.
We've been having farts, too. So I asked Isla what she loved today, and I asked if it was Soren, because her face after Soren, she was delighted.
Because Soren's awesome.
Soren is awesome. And then I asked what everybody else liked, and Julie and I both really liked the Ghostbusters house. Like, that was great. When Slimer scared me, I laughed and clapped.
She pooped her pants.
Shut up. That was not me. That was somebody else in line.
No, when Slimer scared you, you pooped your pants.
You guys, Julie's a troll. Never believe a thing she says.
I am offended.
Yep.
You want to get off at this exit.
Oh. So I also loved Gringotts. And we did House of a Thousand Corpses, which Maggie did not like.
I truly hated it.
And we had butter beer, and that was tasty. I got throat freeze.
Throat freeze.
Ah. And we did Stranger Things.
Which was great. I liked last year's house better, but, like, it was accurate and good.
Yeah, last year's house was better, but it was still pretty cool to see Stranger Things.
All right. That was Universal. Our Universal recap.
But also Epcot a little.
A little bit Epcot. My feet hurt so bad, I don't think I can feel them. Very concerned for tomorrow.
Get how people do a week-long vacations at Disney, because 2 days in, my feet want to die.
Well, yeah, that's it though. They get like a park hopper and they just go for a few hours every day.
No,
they don't go for a full day.
Go nonstop for like 7 days. And think about it, if you're walking 10, 12 miles a day, that's a shitload of miles.
It's a shitload of miles.
It's like 80 miles a week.
So many miles.
My feet are like, I hate you, bitch. Why are you still walking?
Shannon, you didn't say your favorite things of the day.
I don't think there's anything that really stands out. I had a good day. Good day. Drinking and eating and haunting housing and switching over my tickets from Universal Hollywood to Universal Orlando. Who knew? Who knew? Same company, you know.
I knew.
Maggie tipped me off. She knew.
The guy behind us almost hit me, even though I had my blinker on to get over.
Well, you know.
Florida fucking asshole.
That guy's in the express lane. He doesn't realize he's going to get charged, and there's no reason to be in the express lane.
All right. Are we good? Are we going to sign off?
Yeah.
All right.
That guy's paying to drive. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me when there's nobody in the road.
We are doing Magic Kingdom tomorrow. So maybe we'll check in a few times. We'll see. All right. Good night.
Say good night, Isla.
Good night.
Good night, Maggie.
Good night.
Good night, Julie.
Guaharini.
Dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart.
Okay, so Isla, what was your... It says okay, that it's recording.
Okay, just checking.
What was your overall thoughts on the trip?
It was amazing.
You're going to have to cut that out.
And I'm so tired.
I'm real dumb and I hit the temperature controls on the ceiling. Yeah. Okay, what were your like top favorite attractions that we did over the week?
Spaceship Earth.
Oh, yay.
Space Mountain. And Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Isla's face in the Splash Mountain picture is delightful. Did we talk about that on this?
I don't know, but it reminds me of, you know, that Hispanic family that does funny videos together, and the little girl, they're like celebrating New Year's, and the little girl like picks up a bowl and smashes it, and then she's like, yeah! Have you remember that?
Yes, I've seen that.
That is what Isla's face looked like.
She's great. Isla's great. So you guys are... We're not turning. We're just going straight. I just meant we have to be all the way in this lane. Great. You might need to edit this. yeah. Okay. So, you guys, this is our Splash Mountain photo. So, Isla looks like the Hispanic girl after she smashes the bowl. She's like, yes! Right?
You sit alone in the front.
And she is, like, smiling like it is the best thing that has ever happened to her. Shannon looks like... Looks like she might be crying. Like, she's like, she looks like Lucille Ball being like, wah. Right?
I tried to keep a cool face. And then, like, we kept going down and down and down. And then I lost. And that's when my face went from, like, I'm trying to be cool to, oh, my God.
Well, I... smiled with my hands under my chin and looked off into the distance.
I
like,
do not know how you held that down that whole like hill.
That thank you.
Amazing. That is like, yes. Yeah, like, slow clap for Maggie. Isla, please administer a slow clap.
Thank you. Yeah. So Shannon posted it on Facebook and nobody appreciated my efforts. That's very difficult what I did.
Very difficult. Like, I tried to just stay cool and couldn't. So I don't know how you look like an angelic little Snow White songbird face the whole time down Splash Mountain. Because I only made it like a third down with trying to stay cool and then losing it.
And then there's a family behind us. And in the back row is a child who is looking around backwards. You just see the back of his head, which is also hilarious.
And unfortunately stole the show in our photo, because everyone commenting on Maggie's angelic face, they're all going, what the what? Is there a kid sitting backwards in the back of that log?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's fully sitting backwards because there's the lap bar. Turned. I think he, yeah, that his yeah. body's twisted around and his head is turned all the way back.
Yeah,
I love that you felt like Spaceship Earth was one of your favorites. I do really love that ride. Like it's one of my favorites. I when I worked there, did a class where we walked up the whole thing with the lights on, and the guy pointed out all of the like different ways that effects were made and how things look to people and like history of them coming up with things in the ride. Hidden Mickeys throughout the ride.
There's hidden Mickeys in the ride?
Yes, there's three that I know of.
Shut up. Is one a cave drawing?
No.
Oh.
The two that are inside, there's one that they consider a hidden Mickey on the outside, and it's the dumbest one I've ever heard of, but it's the on the side of the spaceship that's painted on the mural at the front, the three is painted black, and the inside of the three counts as the Mickey ears. It's the only one that's black. Yeah, Shannon's furrowing her brow at that. I felt the same way, but I also, I'm like, okay, well, they did that on purpose. The other two hidden Mickeys. One is there's the monk who's asleep, and there's a water spot on his, you have to turn your body around to see it. There's a water spot on his paper.
I can't even see his paper.
You have to.
I am so short. I can't even see what he's writing because he's just a monk that's spilled over and is sleeping on his book.
Yeah, you gotta sort of twist to see it. You would have to be on that left side. And then the other one, there is a painting scene right before Michelangelo is there, and there's paint circles on the table that make a little white Mickey. Yep. And that's one.
I didn't see that, but I did look at that table heavily this time. I think because we were stopped there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they put a lot of detail into that mixing station. Because there's like cans and paint stains everywhere.
Exactly. So, yes, there is.
Yeah. I probably saw the Mickey and didn't realize it was a Mickey.
Well, that's the whole idea behind a hidden Mickey. Yeah. You're not supposed to realize that they're there. The story behind hidden Mickeys is that when Epcot was originally built, it was not supposed to have any characters. Characters were not supposed to live at Epcot at all. That has obviously changed over time because people really like characters, it turns out. But when they were making Epcot, they would sort of put these little nods to Mickey in all of these different pieces of art and different attractions to keep him, you know, to keep Mickey kind alive. Of in, alive in the park. Okay, Isla. Oh, she's going to sleep. I was going to interview her more. Can you answer one more question? What foods did you love that we ate this week?
All of it.
I mean, I'm here for the snacks. That is a real thing. I'm here for the snacks. All right, Shannon, any wrap-up thoughts?
I don't know. I just had a really great weekend. So it was hot as balls, which we've covered a few times. We ate lots of snacks. Drank a little bit of booze. I had a margarita for dinner last night, so that was fun. Our feet hurt so bad. I think next time I'm legit just packing granny shoes, like my athletic wear, because we walked 10 miles a day, and I did not bring enough ibuprofen because my feet and legs are just yelling at me right now. So it was a great weekend, and we'll do it again soon. As soon as I have $1,200 extra dollars.
All right. I have one little.
I have a spreadsheet.
I know. I have one little wrap-up thought, which is this. I really loved Epcot Forever. Yeah. We got to see that show last night. And it is the, like, new fireworks show. They'd had Illuminations there for, like, 30 years. There's two different versions. There was Illuminations and Illuminations Reflections of Earth. And that went away at the end of September. And they only have this one, Epcot Forever, for 9 months. And so, or so, 9 months. So I really wanted to get to see it. It has all of this traditional music from closed attractions. So people who like it are people who love Epcot and remember the old attractions. And I was singing along with everything like a little jerk, and I had a really great time doing so. So that I wanted to real quick jump in about that. That was great.
We haven't talked about Magic Kingdom at all.
We didn't talk about Magic Kingdom at all. Do you want to?
Yeah,
we can. We can right now. All right. So we went to Magic Kingdom with my friend Matt, and his passes would not let us in. And we went to guest services, so we had to wait in line at guest services, and it took forever. They couldn't figure it out. So they ended up just comping me and Shannon and Isla. They comped us a one-day park hopper pass and told Matt that he had to, you know, go to this different thing to try to get his passes fixed and figured out. So guest services could not figure out what was wrong. So we got into the park like over an hour after I thought we were going to. We actually scored fast passes for Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. And I asked the woman at guest services if we could have an extra little something for the inconvenience because, you know, it was a special situation. And so she gave us an anytime fast pass, which we used for Haunted Mansion. Like, we cranked out,
man. I have never hit as many of huge rides in one day like that with such ease. I'm never not going to Disney with fast passes again, ever.
Yeah, now a lot of people, like, don't realize, you know, that you have to do that. What's the one thing we waited in line longest for, Shannon?
It's a small world after all. It had a really big fucking line. They lied to us at the door entrance. It was a really long line.
There you have it, folks. That's the truth. That's the truth of the situation. Yeah, the line was longer than they said it was going to be, and
I think it still was only 35 minutes, but it was felt like a 45-minute line.
And I've never waited in line for it that long before, to be honest. Well, no.
I think I did when I was 8.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When I was growing up, and my family always went over Easter, we always went at one of the busiest times of the year. I'm used to waiting in long lines for stuff from that, but since being a child or teenager, I have never waited more than like 10 or 15 minutes. Yeah. So that was unfortunate, but also that's kind of hilarious. It's hilarious to say that the longest thing we waited for was It's a Small World. I also lied to get us on Pirates, and she knew that I lied, and she totally could have called me out on it, and she didn't. So we walked on to the Fast Pass for Pirates of the Caribbean, too. I was not in a place where I could have stood in another long line. My feet hurt so bad. I was dying. So I lied. I actually would not have done that if we were on Maddie's passes. I only did that because we weren't. You know, I don't want to be lying when somebody let us in. So, but yeah, that happened. Yeah, did we do all of the stuff that we wanted to do about Halloween Horror Nights? Did you have anything? I think we did all that. I just wanted to double check. So yeah, Magic Kingdom was ultimately pretty great. One of the like breeziest, easiest Magic Kingdom days that I've had. It just sucked because my feet hurt so badly. And it was so hot. In order to see Epcot Forever, we just sat down on the ground for like an hour. Shannon moved back and sat down on like a wall area.
Like a human being does.
I really wanted to see the whole thing. So we sat down kind of a foot in front of, or 2 feet in front of the garbage can. And so then when we stood up, we had an unadulterated view of the whole thing. I wanted to have the whole experience.
I know. I had a fine experience sitting on the wall 50 feet behind you.
I'm sure you did. That's just not what I wanted.
Yeah.
So we each got what we wanted, and that's lovely. That's lovely about us traveling together. Do you want to say anything about the Airbnb?
Shout out to Kenny and Jamie. They're amazing again. I am their first repeat customer. So that was exciting.
Aww.
Yeah, very comfortable leaving us in their home with their doggies and birds and stuff. And they knew we would take care of the place. And he asked when we're coming back again. When are you guys coming back? Love to have you back. When are you coming back?
Yeah, that was really, really cute. And that made Shannon go, is a fall trip our thing? Are we going next fall? So we're talking maybe about that. That might be a thing.
Might be a thing.
Well, I don't know what you just said over your yawn.
That might be a thing. I was agreeing in the middle of a yawn.
Yeah. Now I have to yawn because you yawned. How dare you do that to me? Nobody heard that. I yawned silently. Ha 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 ha. I'm amazing. I can yawn silently, and I can hold a princess pose while going down Splash Mountain. Shannon.
It was like difficulty level 10 for sure. She fucking hashtag nailed it.
Thank you. I appreciate you for understanding how special and difficult that was.
Those poses aren't easy to hold like that. You literally look like an angelic Snow White with your little hands under your face, like, looking adorable, and I look like I'm losing my shit. Like I'm birthing a baby on a ride. That's how contorted and painful my face looks.
because I tried to hold it together for a cool picture, because I know there's a goddamn camera on that ride. I've been on it 1,000 times, at least half a dozen times, and I lost it. I couldn't do it, and I gave up.
Yeah, so I think that's good. I think I'm ready to wrap it up. This was our Disney trip. I hope you guys enjoyed all of our trip reports. Got to, like, you know, think of some funny things and enjoy.
Did you talk about House of a Thousand Corpses? I forget.
I don't remember if we did or not.
I think we should do it real quick.
Okay, so Shannon says we should talk about House of a Thousand Corpses. I have to say, the houses that I like are the ones that other people tend to not like as much, because I like the ones that aren't quite as scary. I like the ones that are a little bit corny, a little bit funny, maybe nostalgic for some reason. So last year I loved the one that I picked for us, Slaughterhouse Cinema, that was all ridiculous B movies. It was very corny and I loved it. And then this year I think my favorite was Ghostbusters. It was also very, like, you know, such a great,
right?
Yeah, you can go either way. It really doesn't matter. The one, two, now I forgot. Oh, Ghostbusters was delightful. It was so corny and silly. Night of a Thousand Corpses? Why can't I remember that? House of a Thousand Corpses. One, I've never seen it. Not really my style. Two, so that means I had no reference for it. Two, it was like kind of it wasn't super gruesome, but it was kind of gruesome, kind of grotesque, kind of straight up scary in a way. And since I didn't have the reference for it, where I had no nostalgia and was really just kind of scary, I was just scared. And I started swearing about halfway through it, being like, fuck, Jesus Christ, dude, stop it. Oh my God, how is this not fucking over yet? I said that a few times, being like, how is this not fucking over? This feels like it's been going on forever. I thought the houses were only 7 rooms.
So I don't think I grinned through the whole thing externally, but on the inside I was smiling.
That's good though.
It was intense, and I tried to take everything in about it, while trying also not to, you know, get scared and piss my pants, because everyone comes out in between the rooms and around the corners and stuff. So I was trying to keep up with the people in front of us and got separated a few times. But also trying to just take in each room and the scenes as they played out. So I enjoy that movie. I actually think it could have been more grotesque because of how the movie is. That was pretty tame for the movie. So,
I'm nodding because I believe you.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was good. They hit all the points, all the phases of the movie, just like in Ghostbusters. So the Ghostbusters house walked you through the movie. You went through the library. You met Janine. You know, you went on your first ghost hunt. You know, you did all the things. You met Dana and Zool and the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. So you walked through the whole movie. And that's what House of a Thousand Corpses was, too. So as we walked through, and it felt like we kept going down and down and down, is because in the movie you end up underground in these catacombs of dead bodies. So it was cool. I liked it. Poor Maggie, what a champ, what a pal.
I actually was talking to my brother about it when you were like, yes, I want to see the Rob Zombie one. So I was messaging Joseph and saying, Shannon is such a good friend, and she does all this shit for me. Like, I 100% have to go to this house. Like, I had made a list of my, like, top 4 houses in order that I of importance for me, and I put yours in as 3rd after switched the order in my little list. And I was like, I have to do this for Shannon because she's such a great friend. And so I knew for a long time that this was, like, not my flavor, not what I wanted to do, but that I love you, and so we had to do what you wanted to do.
Thanks.
Yeah, you my girl. Should we talk about how Julie farted on us?
kept blaming other people.
So
she told us a day after the fact.
Yeah, so in line, Julie was like, oh my God, do you guys smell that? Like, she's like, I think somebody is like sick. Like, I think like, oh my God, this is terrible. I wonder if they're okay. And she was like blaming, and then we walked away and she was like, yeah, it was definitely like the people next to us on the other side of the thing. And then brought it up a couple more times being like, I wonder if they're okay. Like it smelled like something crawled up their butt and died. And then the next day she goes, that was me who farted on you.
All night long.
Oh, that's Julie for you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We also did some shopping today at Disney Springs. Spent a lot of money.
Yeah, fucking Isla dropped a wad, man. It was crazy.
What if she never gets to come back to Disney? What if this is her only stuff?
She literally bought all the clothes she bought are for her. They're all, like, princess themed. She got the pink I Live in Fantasyland shirt, Star Wars shirt, a sweatshirt, and jogging pants. Like, she went balls to the wall, man. She went all out. Good for her.
Yeah, mine was mostly gifts for other people. But I splurged on a couple little things. My big, like, splurge that I really didn't need was buying myself a stuffed animal porg because I love them. Like, I Google porgs every so often to be like, should I get a stuffed animal? Should I get, like a porg little thing? I just think they're the fucking cutest. So that was my little splurge. And then I got myself a Nightmare Before Christmas pin because I have like 35 of those and I can't stop myself. I love Nightmare Before Christmas and they have some really sweet pins. And then I got a little thing for my desk that says there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, which is from Carousel of Progress. So that was really fun.
I can't believe you found that. Like, how random is that particular gift?
Yeah, I mean, it was in just like one little tiny area, kind of like on the end of a shelf. Like, there weren't very many of them. They were kind of away from other things. So given how big World of Disney is, it is kind of a miracle that I found it. And it's really gorgeous and I love it. So that's great too. So I used my gift card from Ashley and Joseph to get myself some great things. And then I bought some gifts for everybody, for your kid, for their kid, for them, for my parents. Shannon, I didn't get you anything.
That's okay.
Okay, good.
I didn't get you anything either.
Okay, well, I guess that's fair then.
I mean, we had a joint vacation. I think that's enough.
I do too. Okay, so wrapping it up for real. Any other last thoughts?
Yeah, I think so. No, it was a great time. I enjoyed myself. Now I gotta pay it off.
Don't want to talk about it. Okay, you guys. Well,
it's only money.
It's only money. I was, you know, telling one of my students about that I'm pretty sure that I'm going to die in the climate wars. They say that the Earth is going to become unlivable by 2050. I'm not going to be able to take any of it with me, so let's just, I really YOLO with my money like a dummy, but that's how I want to live, so. Yeah. I have experiences now, as opposed to just living like my grandparents.
Money in the bank.
Living like my grandparents did. I don't think I'm never going to retire. I'm just going to work till I die. So, find us everywhere. Interact with us. We love hearing from you. I am on Twitter. You can find me. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been a special travel edition of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.